Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X, live from our Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. I am merely the host, Mike Salmon, alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How are we doing today?
We're doing great.
Are you merely doing wonderful?
I'm merely wonderful every day.
I am merely outstanding.
We've got two wonderful guests in the studio. Are you ready to get cracking?
It should be fun. Should be great.
Absolutely. Joining us today here in the studios from Tuckett Footwear, Dennis McCormick. You may be asking, what is Tuckett Footwear?
We're going to find out.
Exactly. And also Beth Marion from Woodward North. And you may be asking, what is Woodward North?
We're going to find out.
We are.
But what are we going to find out first?
Tuckett Footwear.
I like it. Let's do it.
Let's find out. Good morning, Dennis McCormick. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, we're glad to have you. All right. Tuckett Footwear. You are the CEO. You are the founder. Give us the broad view from 10,000 feet.
Yes, absolutely. I started the footwear company actually to fill kind of a market need. What we build is actually a drainable boat shoe that looks like a loafer that can be worn for casual wear at the same time. When I first came up with the idea, there really wasn't anything quite like what I was doing out there. So I kind of evolved the product and developed and designed it and sourced it and found the people to do it. And while we're under a year old, we're off to an awfully good start in a very short period of time. We've only been shipping for 6 months, but have gotten some very strong retailers.
Dennis, I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Sure.
You said drainable boat shoe, and you said you were filling a market niche that wasn't there. Apart from this, if I didn't buy this, what's out there for me if I'm looking for a boat shoe?
Well, there are some really great brands out there. I mean, Sperry's kind of the perennial power that people know, or Sebago is out there. To the other end of the price spectrum, you'd find Crocs out there as well. So those are really kind of the two. I sort of look at those as the people on a continuum, price continuum, that are above and below me from a price standpoint.
And so then what makes your shoe different and fitting a niche that isn't being filled by these other spectrum shoes?
That's a big question. Well, what I decided to do, being a boater, a lifetime boater, and really having a passion for boating and just being around water, I found that most boat shoes out there are made of leather. And because of that, when they get wet, they stay wet. And they take a day to dry out. I mean, even if you visit the websites on care instructions for these products, they say stuff them with newspaper and sit them in the corner for a day. Well, if you're a boater and you're getting wet and you're launching boats or you're sailing or washing your boat or whatever, if you have a leather shoe, it's just not the best material to use to be on the boat and around the water. And if you look at most any other water activity, you find that synthetics are dominantly used. I mean, even if you go to the cold side and look at skiing, I mean, the boots are injection molded. They're plastic. They're synthetics. And if you look at scuba diving, as an example, I mean, you'll find that they wear neoprene or they have stainless steel or but it's quick wicking and drying materials that are used. For some reason, the shoe industry, the traditional shoe industry, has been slow to make a move. I mean, if you look at boat, when the boat shoe was invented was in the 1930s, and Sperry was the first guy to really come out with it. Well, boats were made of wood back then. Shoes were leather back then. Today, boats are not made of wood. They're made of fiberglass and composite materials. But the boat shoe industry is still dominantly leather out there. So I really saw, being a consumer, a passionate consumer, and being around the water, I said, there really needs to be a change. The Crocs people did a pretty nice job in building an injection molded shoe, but at the same time, it really didn't have the good gripping qualities that a true boater, a real boater, needs to have. So I really kind of clashed several ideas together. I took the best parts of companies and kind of put them into one product and evolved a new product. So I have an injection molded EVA shoe on the upper, and I developed a very unique gripping outsole that really is safe on a boat. I mean, you can wash your boat and stand in soapy water on your boat, and this thing will grip. So it's a very good, safe, fast-drying shoe. So That sounded like a commercial, didn't it?
It's fantastic. Moving on. No,
Dennis, I'm not a boater, although I would like to be. I'm just not. Steven, when he's not here doing this, he's usually out on his yacht, so he's more of the boater. But you know,
Mike doesn't know me very well.
When I've gone to the beach, I've bought the croc looking rubber, whatever they're made of, shoes, and they're ugly. And the thing, and you brought some samples here to the studio, which we appreciate. These actually look good. And they even have laces on them. Was there that when was that aha moment? When did it hit you? It's like, wait a minute, I can do this and make it actually look good. When did that happen?
True story. Well,
you can embellish it if you'd like.
Yeah, which story's better? No, I'll go with the better story.
I'll give you a real story. Actually, I was a sales rep for Columbia, and was called on retailers in the Southeast.
Columbia
Sportswear.
Yeah, Sportswear, okay.
And sold footwear for them. Well,
I thought maybe he was in the record industry for a while.
And
ignore him. Tell the story. This is good.
I was in a buyer's office one day, and I was presenting the line and talking to him about the products we offered. And he paused me in the middle of the presentation. He said, "Dennis, let me show you what's selling." And he walked me out on the floor, and he showed me some products from other companies. And the style that you see here, the design, which is a driver shoe, was what he pointed out. And he said, that's what the college kids are wearing. All the frat boys, that's what they're wearing. They're wearing these driver mocks, which is actually an Italian style originally. But we've evolved it to be just a casual piece of footwear for us here. And a lot of the college kids are wearing this, as well as adults, of course. But that was kind of the genesis. That stuck in my mind for years. So when I decided to go with the EVA material, create a unique outsole, I thought, well, the design silhouette, make it clean, make it, and you mentioned, you know, how the shoe looked, you know, right. Mike, in terms of just being a little too clunky or chunky or looking like a garden clog.
Kind of geeky in a way, to be honest with you.
Well, and the kids have really moved away from
that
kind of product.
Don't say anything, Steven.
Go ahead.
So the kids have really kind of moved away from that product, and this is much more the silhouette, you know, or design of shoe that they would wear. So I wanted to get something that would appeal to a young customer.
But they even have the nice laces on them in a way that, unless you look closely, you would not realize they're boat shoes.
Well, it's funny you say that. Even in the design, I went ahead and, if you notice, I textured the shoe to look like leather. So even though it's injection molded, it still looks like a leather shoe. And they're on your foot, people can't tell. So for a $60 shoe that you can wear, and people wear these. I mean, one of my taglines is surf to turf or beach to bar, you know, that you could wear them to the ocean and go shelling with these things, you know, and walk along the beach. You could get to the boardwalk, rinse them off, and put them on and go right in the restaurant.
I was thinking people with lake houses, you know, maybe not people who are definitely hiking around rivers or anything. I don't know if it's necessarily hiking.
No, not so much hiking. It's really more for casual wear.
I was going to say out on the pier, you know, out in your backyard if you live on a lake and kind of hang around there. So and we're speaking with Dennis McCormick, the founder and CEO of Tuckett Footwear. I was going to ask, how big is the boating, you know, market? How many boaters are out there? But then that was going to lead to some of the other side things, which you've kind of touched on. So if there are any other side markets, besides, lake owners and beach to bar, talk a little bit about that.
That's a good question. There are really three consumer segments that I'm working toward and that kind of have naturally grown out of this. One is the boating community, because that was the genesis for me of the design of where it came from. The second one really is anglers, because if you look at true fishing, and I've been attending more and more fishing tournaments lately, that business, I mean, they're out there on the boats. If they get a pair of leather shoes wet, they're toast for the day. Either uncomfortable. And, you know, fishing can be a bit of a bloody business. I mean, when they're angling some big fish in and they hook them, I mean, the boat can be a mess. Well, the shoes can get bloody. They can get wet. This shoe takes care of both those. They have great grip. They dry fast. They can rinse them off. I mean, literally, the care for these things is just taking a little dish soap, you know, rubbing them down, rinsing them off, putting them on, and going. So they're that great a product for that. So you have both the boaters and you have anglers. But I never forgot that college customer, that first conversation I had that led me toward that. So I've actually attended boat shows and fishing tournaments and have just been a direct-to-consumer selling person.
I was going to ask, how are you marketing this right now, being a fairly new company? And you're going up against the big boys, too.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. If I go back, if you went back and looked, excuse me, at Croc's history, there was a Canadian clog that was used in the medical industry that became kind of a garden clog. and a couple of guys found it in Canada, brought it down to the Miami Boat Show, set up a 10 by 10 booth, and started selling direct to consumer. I thought that's a pretty good way to start a company, actually. Go right to your core consumer. Within 10 years, they'd build a $1 billion company off one injection molded shoe. I've since added one of their people onto my team as well. That's a good friend. But at any rate, that was, you know, kind of, it doesn't scare me. You mentioned the big boys, Mike. You know, you look at some of the big companies, like we've mentioned, and once they get so big, they move slower. You know what I mean? They're not as nimble. They're not as fast. They're not as responsive to the market. Yep.
What would stop them? I mean, do you have a patent on this? What would stop them from looking at your shoes and going, okay, we're just going to do what you're doing?
Patent, yes. And number two, what stops them?
What part is patented? Well, I sound like we're on Shark Tank right now, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, stop it.
Actually, the design. The design okay. of the shoe yeah. and the combination of materials. My really signature to me is the outsole also, mm-hmm. because it's something that Crocs doesn't really do. But to go back and answer your question, you're concerned about the big competition right. because if they decide to throw the money at it, they can come in and start to do some damage to you. So I've kind of been under the radar a little bit, going out there and working directly with as many retailers as fast as I can. And we've gotten out of the gate extraordinarily well. But to work with as many people as fast as I can, you know, you'll find that big companies, when they find a success in something, whatever their signature product is, they tend to stick with it. And they become reluctant to move away from it because they've had so much success. I used to work for a guy at Levi Strauss & Company, and he said, you know, kind of kill your winners before your competition does. And what he meant by that was, if you're sitting still, not evolving new products, then your competition is buying those products, and they're sitting in conference rooms figuring out, how do we make it better? So if you're not making your own product better, somebody's doing it for you. So you need to evolve your product and come up with new products and literally have a pipeline of fresh ideas to continue to move your company forward.
I was going to ask, you talked about doing direct to consumers. You've talked about kind of being under the radar, but still getting out to retailers.
Yep.
So I was going to ask kind of where someone who wants to get some Tuckett footwear, what's the best way to get it? And where are you looking to move into that you're not in yet? You know, what's the next year to 2 years?
In terms of retail distribution?
Who are you looking to be introduced to? Where are you trying to get this to?
Steve, the first question is, where do you get it? Well, you can go to TucketFootwear.com. Can I spell it? It's T-U-C-K-E-T,
yep.
Footwear, FOOTWEAR.com. So you can go buy it there. Here locally in Atlanta, you'll find us in Canukins. We are in the Avalon, their store there. We're in Atlantic Station. We have also sold to Bass Pro, which is a big sale for us, of course. We're not in all stores, though. We're starting small. We're starting carefully, mainly in fishing communities. There are better stores there, and we're online. So those are just some places we've gotten in. A lot of coastally in the panhandle of Florida, we're in better stores. Almost every town now that you drive around the panhandle, you can find at least one retailer in that town that carries us.
And are you still trying to go direct to consumer the way you kind of started?
Yes. I think as I evolve the company and evolve products, I want to talk to the consumer. The more connected I stay direct to the consumer, I can get critical feedback. They can say, well, Dennis, I like your shoe, but... Or, Dennis, have you thought of? Or if I'm talking to anglers, why don't you make a... And when you hear enough of those, you know, finally ideas bubble up. And you come up with ideas about, you know what, I know where to go with this. And I already have kind of the next three products in mind because of that. The very next one, the one I get asked almost every time I sell it is, where's the women's shoe? Because women buy three times the shoes that men do. So
you make it with a heel and you're gold.
Well, I don't think the boat shoe would work good with a heel.
That's good on boating.
But the women don't care. They just want it to look good.
But it would look good.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
So we've done the women's product. We're launching it very shortly.
All right. Dennis McCormick from Tuckett Footwear. I'm going to offer you $50,000 for 15%. Oh, wait, this is not Shark Tank. I'm sorry.
And you don't have $50,000.
No, I don't.
Together, Mike and I can offer you $50 for a tenth of 1% of the company.
This is
and you'd be the financial planner for it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
There you go.
We'll talk about that off the air.
Sweat equity. Dennis, we appreciate it very much. Let's give the website again. Any other information you want to share for anyone that wants to get in touch with you for Tuckett Footwear?
Well, they could go to the website, of course, to buy the shoes. And if somebody did want to communicate with us, they could do so through the website. We have a contact us, you know, tab there. One thing I would add on, though, if I may, is
sure.
on the collegiate piece. You know, we're just realizing how we want to develop that out. So we've come up with the idea of doing campus ambassadors. So we're looking and actively recruiting young college people, male or female, just aggressive salespeople that want to get out and work. And we're paying them very well on a commission basis to do that. So if there are people who would like to go to work with us on college campuses, they would just contact the website and reach us through there.
Yeah, I can see this being very, very popular.
Thank you.
So, Dennis, again, in the website, tuckettfootwear.com.
Yes,
great. Correct. Dennis, thanks so much for joining us. And come back. You know, this thing's going to be huge, I can tell. And when it is, will you come back and see us again?
No. Will he invite us on his boat to wear some shoes?
I didn't want to be so direct, but yes.
Yeah, well, we could do that one now, so we don't have to wait.
There you go. Steven, you're no longer my best friend. I just found a new one. You've been replaced.
Okay.
All right, Dennis, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Mike, Dennis brought shoes in with him, and I believe you tried them on, and I was looking at them.
Very comfortable.
We're going to see pictures on our social media.
I'm holding them hostage, by the way.
People are going to go on the website. And I think it's safe to say
that I'm in love with them.
You are in love with those shoes. And I think it's safe to say Dennis loves what he does, and he loves the I love the passion he brings and how it grew out of a need. So in speaking about love and being in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, did you know that love is what makes a Subaru? Did you know that?
This is why Steven now reads all the sponsor material. He does such a great job with this.
Well, that was an easy one. That's an easy segue to say that love is what makes a Subaru. And did you know, Mike, that you can get big savings and enjoy their hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett? Subaru of Gwinnett is where people, real people, and we've met those real people, and they're great real people, and they sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. And maybe someone's listening and they're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. But even if you're not already a Subaruist, I think you can still go to the Facebook page.
I do love Subaru, and we have found out that Subaruist is a noun.
Is it? Is it in the dictionary? Well, we won't ask that in the dictionary or anything. So, I'd like to think I'm a Subaruist, especially after the great conversations we've had and how it might be the next car I buy.
There you go. You know who I also love?
Who?
Our next guest.
Awesome.
Yes. Haven't known her long, but I'm loving her already. Beth Marion, she is the principal at Woodward North. How's that for an introduction, Beth?
I like it.
All right. Tell us, we met you recently at the Gwinnett Chambers Business Expo, and you came on for a few minutes, and we said we got to have Beth come back and talk a little longer about Woodward North. Tell us all about the school.
Well, thank you for having us this morning. Well, Woodward North is a satellite school for Woodward Academy. And Woodward Academy, of course, the main campus is located in College Park. But Woodward North is located in Johns Creek. And we've been in the area since 1990. We serve students in pre-kindergarten through sixth grade. And we are a choice for families who would like to look into independent school education.
I assume that's a growing market.
It is a growing market.
And especially, you're in a great area. I mean, the Johns Creek area?
Yes, we are. We are in a wonderful area.
Beth, you're the principal there.
Yes.
Shouldn't you be in school right now?
Well, I have left the school in good hands.
Okay. Tell us about your work there. I mean, that's got to be a fun job is, maybe a challenging job would be the right way to
exciting.
Ask.
It is an exciting job. It's challenging, but it's very rewarding. We have students come to us each and every day. Their families value education, and our goal is to have happy, well-adjusted, responsible children leave our campus and matriculate on down to the main campus in College Park.
Beth, I think when some people think about independent school education, they're thinking about enhancements or things that you can do at an independent school that some of the public schools can't do because of size, budget, whatever. So what are some of the programs? What are some of the extracurricular activities? What are some of the, whether it's music or arts or that kind of, talk a little bit about some of the things that Woodward can do as an independent school that would really attract families.
Well, some of the programs that we have that take place during the academic day are visual and performing arts classes. Our children will attend an art class twice a week. They'll go to a music class twice a week. And something else that we feel is so important for children is physical education. So our children have PE every single day, and we believe in recess every single day.
Praise the Lord and bless sweet Jesus. That's a great thing. You spoke a little bit about this at the expo, so I want to ask you to talk about it again, the transitions.
Right.
Reset that conversation and talk about it.
The transition program is under the directorship of Julie Satterfield, and this is a program at Woodward North for 4th, 5th, and 6th grade students. These are students who have diagnosed mild learning differences. They just need a smaller classroom. They're very bright students. But what we do is we kind of level the playing field for them. Their curriculum is the same as it would be for a child in the mainstream classroom, but we give them the study strategies, the organizational skills, and just those tools we call to put in their toolkit to help them meet their individual learning needs and their different learning styles.
One of the terms I've heard you use before is wise individualized guidance. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
We're very fortunate at our school to have a low student-teacher ratio in our classrooms. And so the teacher is able to attend to the child's individual needs and also provide that extra tutorial help whenever it might be needed in the classroom and after school.
Now, Woodward North goes, it covers all grades?
We are pre-kindergarten through sixth and then
grade.
Our students go down to the main campus in College Park for 7th and 8th grade middle school.
I know a lot of times in independent school, especially in the high school level, there's a lot of opportunity for community involvement as well.
Right.
Are there any opportunities for the pre-K through 6th grade that Woodward North would offer?
Yes. Our school actually partners with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And so we have a service project usually in December. To work with that organization. And again, in the spring, we are involved in the Atlanta Community Food Bank as well as the main campus to collect food donations around Thanksgiving time. We also partner with World Books, where we donate our used books from our homes and sometimes from our classrooms to schools and libraries that might be in need. And then we have a sister school it's called Terra Nova in Zambia, Africa, that we, as an academy, we support that school as well. And then we have a fun run in the spring where we, during our PE classes, we will run for the entire 30 to 45 minutes, and we make a donation to St. Jude Children's Hospital as another opportunity to serve others.
As Stephen knows, every show I have one dumb question. So here comes my dumb question.
Wait. Only one?
We'll edit that part out later. You're obviously a private school, so there's a cost involved. Right. Are there opportunities for scholarships or anything like that? Talk about that. And also, some people might say, private school, you've got to be a millionaire to afford something like that. And I think people might be surprised that it's not, you know, it's pretty reasonable. So if you want to share any of that kind of information.
Well, once you are in middle school and upper school, there are opportunities to receive financial aid. At the elementary school, we don't have that. But I would encourage listeners to go on to our website and to find out more about the admissions process and what the cost would be involved in going to Woodward Academy.
All right. We're talking with Beth Marion. She is the principal of Woodward North. And as we do the show live today here in late August, you've got an event coming up in November of 2015. So tell us about that.
November 8th, one Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4, we invite your listeners to join us for an open house. And during that time, they will have the opportunity to meet with our faculty and staff. They will have the opportunity to meet with other parents and students as well. They'll get to take a tour of our school, ask questions, and discover what we're all about.
So for the timeless nature of this interview, if someone's listening to this after the November open house, how often does Woodward normally do an open house? Or if I am not able to make that event, you had said, hey, you know, start a conversation and talk to us.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that that's not at the special event.
Right. If you are not able to attend the open house, we have our admissions season begins in October. You may call our school and set up a tour. An individual tour, but our admissions department also has tours scheduled throughout the year, and you may sign up online for one of those as well.
Do people need to RSVP for the event?
Yes, they can. You can actually go on to our website, woodward.edu, and sign up to attend the open house.
You talked about the school being through grade six before they go to College Park?
Correct.
Are there plans eventually to have the higher grades on this side of Atlanta anytime soon?
That is a question we have been asked for at least 25 years.
that's because you told us before the show, Woodward North has been here since 1990.
This is our 26th year.
So it really started the first year. That's great. I love this place. Yeah. When are you building a high school?
I will say the answer is no today. And the reason is, if you have an opportunity to go and tour the main campus, you will see that the facilities there are incredible. And at the middle school level, the children need the facilities that are offered at the campus. And we can't duplicate that opportunity for our children. And they really need that bigger pool of students, because our middle school has not only students from Woodward North, but the lower school as well. And so it's just an incredible campus, and I encourage everyone to visit.
That's a great answer.
That is a fantastic. She should be like in leadership at that school.
Like a principal or
like
something.
Like a principal. She should be that. That would be great.
I'll talk to some people. I know people.
When Mike makes a phone call for you, it'll be great.
Beth, for those that want to know more about the open house, want to find out more about the school, please share any phone numbers, websites, anything you have.
Again, our website is woodward.edu, and it's user-friendly, so you will find the way to RSVP to the open house and to the admissions department. Our number at Woodward North is 404-765-4490, and we welcome your phone calls. We'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Great. Beth, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And now, before we close the show, Steve and Julian has this important announcement.
So Mike, we're sitting with the principal of a pre-K through middle school grade school. My mom was a sixth grade teacher. My dad was a music teacher. I'm very, very cognizant of making sure I say this correctly, and I say it grammatically correct, and I don't make any errors, because I don't want to get an F. So,
all right.
I want to tell you this.
She's ready to grade you. Go ahead.
So I wanted to tell you that Speed Pro. Oh, boy.
You messed it up. The first syllable of the first word.
Speed Pro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, like I can imagine doing this without making a mistake, then they can make it. Whether it's a vehicle wrap, trade show displays, banners, event graphics, wall graphics, or more, Speed Pro Imaging Marietta is the place for you. Visit speedpromarietta.com.
You know, we might have to look into having our producer Trey read the copy.
Read the what? You just made a mistake too, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't be perfect like you.
We're both down to B plus.
We're not perfect like that Woodward, you know.
Woodward North. It is perfect. It is wonderful. So we're at B plus.
All right.
Trey's telling us to wrap it up.
Yeah. Apparently, this is not good happy talk right now. A reminder, you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. You can also download any of our shows, including this one, on iTunes. I just want to talk to you now for a few more minutes just to get under
just to
Trey's skin.
Trey. That'd be awesome.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. You can like us on Facebook also. At Gwinnett Radio X. For Steve and Julian.
The most important thing is that when I go on Dennis's boat, I won't slip wearing his shoes. And we're both leaving this show without having to go to detention.
Now that's perfect right there. And our producer, Trey Odom. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.